Welcome to Sounds of the Bazaar, live from Barcelona. Sounds of the Bazaar, live internet radio, the sounds of the summer, the sounds of the bazaar. Well, it's great to be back on air. This is the second of our two special shows in the Sounds of the Summer. We're broadcasting live from the Personal Learning Environments 2010 conference in Barcelona. We've got a terrace here, a beautiful terrace outside the City Lab building, which is a converted factory, fabulous meeting place where the conference is taking place. We've got 5 tables for wine tasting, tapas going on. And despite the fact that a conference started at 9 this morning and just finished at 7 o'clock, the formal sessions, the talk still seems mighty animated. People from, I think, 17 different countries are at this conference, and we're going to be talking to some of those people on the show this evening. We're going to go into a musical break in a moment, and when we come back, Ilona's going to be talking to people from the Talking About project. So talking about. But first, into a music break, Dirk, or is it Joe Turner Atwell, is playing the music tonight. And after the musical break, we'll be back with you. So don't go away, Sounds of the Bazaar. Welcome back. Yes, we do have. We had a little bit of a microphone problem there, but we got some volume now. Over to you, Ilona.
Hello. So I've got Gemma here. Gemma from Talking About Project. You had a presentation today. It was very interesting. Can you tell us about the Talking About Project?
Okay. It's a place in internet, and you can put your videos or interviews that you have with different people, with different topics, and then distribute it with other platforms. And start a dialogue and a conversation through the web.
Okay. And what's special about Talking About? Can you tell us more?
We start with Talking About because it's Rika and my project, and we start creating a personal a play for us, so to interview people that we are interested in know more about them. And after that, We think that there was a lot of people that were interested also in the project and in this video, and we do a platform, an open source platform, where we can share our knowledge with other people, and these videos and this interview with us also with other people. And I think that it's a good tool if for schools or for people who want to know a little more about internet and about life in internet.
Okay, and how do you like the first day of the PLE conference?
Yes, I like it. I am learning a lot about this because I'm not teacher, I'm not a student also, so I'm a journalist. So it's really interesting to know what's happening in this area.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. So I'm going back to your colleague. Hi. I heard you have some interesting projects going on, community projects. Can you tell me more about this?
About the coupons project, I think. Yes, it's a community project with the participation of the citizens in the decisions of the government, council government. Decisions of the council by the citizens, sorry.
And is it supported by technology?
Yes, they use social rules like Facebook and using a free platform like WordPress and the things.
Okay, and what do you like about the PLE conference so far?
I don't understand you. Sorry.
What do you like about the PLE conference?
Yes, of course, and the networking places and the tapas and vinos, it's like a lot. Thank you.
Okay, so let's drink some more wine. Back to you, Graham.
Yeah, and we're going to be going for a very short musical break now, and we'll be coming back with Chris, who's on the microphone now, going out to do some interviews in the crowd here. Okay, into the musical break.
Happy baby,
yeah, yeah.
To be his man, kind of fun, give that kind of sorrow. And you happy baby,
yeah, yeah.
You happy baby,
yeah, yeah.
To be in Texas, only you, that's what makes me happy too. We've been gone, we're too long, to his good, to get back home. Welcome to hand out with you, the sun will change them. Up to have you happy baby,
yeah, yeah.
Have you happy baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Being Texas only you, that's what makes me happy too.
Okay, we're here with Ismael. It's one of our keynotes. He's keynoting tomorrow, and I just wanted to know if you're going to tell us a little bit about what your presentation tomorrow is going to be.
Well, I don't think that it's actually a presentation. We like to do sort of a game and a foot voting, or voting with your feet. And what we want to... The main topic should be institutions, whether we need them, whether we don't need them, where they're flexible, where they're not. But especially whether there's a room for institutions or not, or for institutional place, or just for everyone's place.
I know that you haven't been able to be here today, but you've arrived a couple of hours ago. So what's your feelings about the conference? What do you think it's happening here?
Well, I've been following the conference a little bit through Twitter, because I was at another conference. So with one eye I was following one hashtag, with the other eye I was following this hashtag. So I think there's... I would say, at least from the distance where I was, there's a very strong feeling of trying to build something. So there's several approaches, people believing many different things, but with a semi-specific goal, which is not destroying each other's point of view, which might be other places that I've been, but trying to build together not a common understanding, but at least know who what do you believe, what do I believe. But if it works for me, okay, if it does not. And more specifically, even if we don't agree on a middle ground, we'll try to put and build bridges. So there can be a traffic of data or information or people from your point of view to my point of view. So I really believe that there's a genuine sense of trying to build something, even if it's not knowledge, fit, not consensus, at least some kind of understanding.
Okay, thank you, Ismael, and we look forward for your keynote tomorrow. Okay. And you talked about the kind of a flow on Twitter, and I have here two very active Twitters. And I will start with the virtual leader who has been here and engaging people. So I'm going to ask you, Jane, what's your opinion about the conference so far?
Okay. Well, it's been brilliant. I was involved in a really exciting session this morning. It was very kind of unconventional, short presentations, and then conversations on multiple topics, people moving around tables. It was all kind of chaotic. No, it wasn't all my idea. It was developed with friends and colleagues, but it was a wonderful, different session to really engage people. So it wasn't just talking heads and people sitting around after lunch falling asleep. And then I went to Joyce's session, where we were making videos of ourselves talking about personal learning networks. So I think the character of the conference, to me, is all about being really active, really actively involved, and that kind of reflects what PLEs are about, to be honest.
Okay, thank you so much. And you mentioned Joyce, known as Cat Pajamas NZ, and she has done a wonderful workshop today. So do you want to tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure. Yeah, the workshop was building on a project that I started in New Zealand, which is called What My PLN Means to Me. And the idea is to gather personal stories from educators about how they use their PLN, how it affects their practice, what it means to them, what it means for their personal learning. It's really gathering their personal stories so they can basically take it anywhere they want. And I ran it last year both in New Zealand and in Australia. And I thought, well, now I'm going to Europe. I might as well, you know, do it here and get the stories here and see what the different perspectives are. And it was great because it was late in the afternoon, and so it was great to be doing something hands-on. And I had to scramble a little because it was going to be just a project just run across the conference. And now all of a sudden it was a workshop, and I thought, oh my God, I have to come up with an idea. But we made it work, and it was great. And the really wonderful thing was that we got to use the video studio from the City Lab, which is just beautiful, you know. So if people haven't been out there to see it yet, go see the video studio. It is just gorgeous. Professional lighting, green screen, the works. And Jordi, who was helping us today, was just fantastic in helping us. So you could just go in, walk in, and do the interview, and just walk out again. So really beautiful, very successful. And some of the videos are up already, so people can go and see them online. And I'm hoping that more people will participate and contribute their videos as well.
Cool. I attended the workshop, and I must say it was really fun, and we really were sharing ideas and engaging with each other. I also know, as you mentioned, you traveled all the way from New Zealand to attend this conference. Was one of the reasons. I know that you're traveling around Europe. So is it meeting your expectations? Has all the long journey been worthwhile?
Yeah, no, totally. It's totally been worthwhile. I had an idea about, you know, like, seeing the Twitter stream kind of get started up over the last few weeks, you know, from about 4 to 6 weeks ago, people started tweeting, and you could see this was going to be a very active conference, and absolutely, it's been extremely active, and the one thing I was a little bit worried about was that it was going to be very researchy and very academic, you know, and even though everyone here are, you know, academics and professional researchers, the tone is very informal. So, you know, we have the studies to kind of back us up, but here we're talking about what this means practically, you know, how can you use what we're doing? And I think that's really exciting as well. It's very much about, like, taking the next step. Okay, we've all been doing this, we've been talking about it, but how do we now take the next step? So I'm very excited to be here, and absolutely worth the trip. I'll come again next year if we do it again.
Well, we'll certainly be doing it, and we look forward to seeing you again. Okay, thank you so much. Now over to Dirk and Joanna, our DJs.
We've been gone, we're too long to regroup. Back home, where can you hand power to? The sun you change, then how do you have your happy baby?
Yeah, yeah.
Have your happy baby?
Yeah, yeah.
I see you really had a grand get back on a lost time. Texas on with you.
The sounds of the summer. It's proving to you it's live internet radio, live the sounds of the summer, the sounds of the bazaar, broadcasting to you from the PLE conference in Barcelona. And I'm handing over the microphone now to Ilona, who's going to be interviewing Hugh Davis from Southampton.
All right. Hello, Hugh Davis. So I heard you talk about rich learning environments today. Tell us why. How did you come up with this name, and what does it all mean?
Oh, rich learning environments. Yes, well, the problem is that we've been talking about personal learning environments, and personal learning environments are personal, and they're not institutional. And so we have to think about a way of explaining that oxymoron, i.e. how do we have an environment that gives personalization, helps people to work within the institution, gives people a personal view of the institution that is rich and good. Well, so we called it a rich learning environment, and that solves the problem.
Okay, in what sense is it rich?
Oh, it's rich in that you've got all the information that the student needs, all the tools that the student needs, all the connections to other people that they need, everything that they need. That's very rich.
All right, okay. So tell me, how are you enjoying the conference so far?
Right, okay, I can talk about that. It's a conference in Barcelona, which is my favorite city in the world. We've got sun, we've got a place that's actually managed to provide us with perfect Wi-Fi. First conference I think ever has done that. And I've got Galician wine in front of me. What could be better?
That sounds great. And tell us, what was most surprising to you? What did you learn? What was new to you that you learned today?
Oh, that's giving me trouble. What's new? I think the number of people that are trying to do something institutional, I think that's really what surprised me. We are at a conference about personal learning environments, and yet everyone's trying to do something for their institution, for the whole institution, for some part of their institution, but it's institutional. So actually, I was on the right track.
Okay, thank you very much. Back to you.
My baby's heart is like a diamond ball. Her kiss is like a simple mellow wine. If she's got more than high, she way to time and fly, and she's feet.
Okay, I'm here with Paul Simões. He did a wonderful workshop today, and I'm going to ask him to just tell us a little bit more about what went on in his session.
We've tried to prove that Twitter can be the center of PLE, the point of view of using all the tools, Deagle or Delicious or Facebook or Google Buzz, but we try to put the Twitter in the center of it.
And, you know, I know that we've been talking a lot on Twitter and through other social networks about this conference, and we all had really high expectations for it. So you've been here for a day now. What's been your opinion about the conference? What's your feelings?
I think it's a very informal way of doing a conference. I like it very much. The themes that we're talking about, PLE, the high PLE, the HPLE, all that kind of PLE, probably we can discuss it later tomorrow, but I've really enjoyed some of the workshops and some of the sessions, because they are really in completely different from the way we are used to the traditional way.
And is this a good or a bad thing?
It's a good thing and sometimes a bad thing, because they are so experimental things we can do that they sometimes could not go. Could not go the good way, but I think we must try all these non-traditional ways of doing these conferences.
Okay, thank you. And it's true, we do not do any formal, actually, and we try to engage people as much as we can. And I have here now with me a group of students that have been all doing a lot of work in the backstage and been working, preparing this conference for weeks with Ricardo. And I'm just going to ask for their opinions about the conference and the reflection of their own work. So I'm going to start with Alexandra.
Well, if I'm to be honest, like we came here in order to gain some experience as well, because first of all, it was to help Ricardo, obviously, with all the organization, everything like this. And I think it turned out really well. We were a good team working, quite efficient, I think, I hope at least. And I think it was also a really good opportunity to listen to all these people, that to all the professionals that actually take a research and take a part in this whole PLE experience. And it was really good for us to listen to them and to learn from them and to have a part into this conference.
Martin, what's your opinion about the conference?
Well, so far I'm quite happy about it. Just as Alexandra was mentioning, it's always good to come here, experience with people that are already working in this field for a long time, and being different point of views, knowledge. It's always good, these experiences. So I'm quite glad I came.
Okay. And I also have here with me some students that have taken part in Joyce's workshop, which I was at also. And I know that they've recorded the video. So do you want to talk a little bit about this, Andrew?
Well, before we had a really good speaking corner where people were discussing different presentations, sharing their opinions. It was very interesting to listen to people and see different perspectives. Afterwards, we went to one of the sessions where we were actually making a video talking about our PLN. It was very interesting, and well, it was a bit pressure in the beginning, but right now we're kind of famous because our video is on YouTube, and it was nice to try something new and to share our thoughts, ideas. So I really enjoyed it.
Okay, Marina, you also took part in that video, so what are your thoughts?
Well, it was quite interesting because not only did we have the chance to listen to the conference, but also to actually take part actively in it. And first we were thinking about doing a video separately, but then we kind of joined together and it became easier and more fluent. So it was quite interesting.
Cheng, I saw you doing the video and you were quite natural. So tell us a little bit about your experience here at this conference. Has all the hard work been paying off? Is it the way you imagined that it would be?
Yeah, actually, I think by sharing those personal learning environment, actually what I got is the perfect learning experience. Also, it's a PLE. And if there's another PLE conference next year, I would like to attend too.
Well, and we'll love to have you there again. Dirk, over to you.
Hello, here we are back with Mo Akbari, Mustafa Akbari from Aachen University in Germany. Today you talked about mobile learning and about Google Wave. So tell us, what's the potential of mobile learning, mobile PLEs? What's the potential?
I think it's a very high potential. So I think in the future, in 5 or 6 years, everyone will have a very good smartphone. And they will use it so that we can find other students which can help us, or we can go to our lecture rooms, get all the materials direct from the room because our phone or computer knows where we are. So we will get all this contextual information very easily and will help us to connect to each other and to find the right material or information we need for learning.
Okay, and how about Google Wave? Is it just not a new gadget?
At the moment, yes. But it has a big potential for the future. and science. It is only science 1 month or 2 months out there, really, for everyone. So it's just a new, really cute baby at the moment. And we have still to wait that it's grow up. And it will happen, I think so. And I would think Google will push it furthermore, and it will be like email in the future as Google propose it.
Okay, and from your perspective, what are the trends, what people talk about here at the PLE conference after the first day?
It was talked about a lot about widgets and widget-based PLEs, which I think, okay, it's a little bit boring, but okay, it's a thing which we can implement. We have now the technology to do it, and a lot of people can implement it. And it was a lot talking about institutions and PLEs, which role institution will play it. But it's a great thing to talk about how we universities maybe will change with the new PLEs or the new thinking of the students.
And are you missing any discussions, any particular topics that you wish maybe coming tomorrow?
I don't think so. We see maybe how we can bring now PLEs to students or other people who are not at the university. So normal people for lifelong learning, how we can give them the opportunity to use PLEs so that they get to know how they can use web tools or build networks and share information or get information from their networks.
Okay, and tell us, what do you think about the PLE conference itself? Do you think it's important to have it? Are you enjoying it?
Yes, I'm enjoying a lot. It's a great thing. I had great sessions, which was not normal sessions, like normal conference where somebody comes up and talks. So we had one slide presentations with discussions after it, so it was great. So people can discuss in smaller groups and then change. We had this keynote, which was very helpful. I was a little bit disappointed that there was still one or two sessions where we had normal presentations, like normal conferences. But I think tomorrow it will be changed and everyone will be unconferencing their sessions.
Okay, all right. So that's the motto for tomorrow, unconferencing and unformats, trying new things. Back to you.
With Steve Wheeler, you have a presentation tomorrow, Steve, I believe.
I didn't think you'd recognize me with my sunglasses on, but yeah. Yes, I do have a presentation tomorrow, yes.
So tell us a little bit about what's going to happen there.
Well, I'm working with Manish Malik, who's flying in tonight. He's from Portsmouth University, not to be confused with my own university, which is Plymouth University. And we're going to be talking about cloud learning environments, which I hope is going to be a new concept for a lot of people here.
Okay, and so we're really looking forward to it. Tell us about you've been here the entire day. What's you know, what's the vibe of the conference? What do you think about the conference?
Awesome is one word. I think I didn't realize how organized and how relaxed at the same time it would be. Sometimes you can't have the two together, but this is very organized, but it's also very relaxed. Everyone's very friendly here. I've not had anyone come up to me and shout at me or bite me yet, which is good. We've had a really great time with all those that are present. I think the main thing about this is it's just one huge tweet up, because everybody who you follow on Twitter is here.
Okay, great. And we look forward to your session tomorrow. I had Ricardo here with me, but he just ran away.
No, you don't. He's run away because he saw you coming.
So I'm going to see if I can fetch him. And meanwhile, I'm going to pass on to Ilona.
Ilona. Okay. So I have Laia here, Laia Sanchez. She's one of the staff at City Lab. And she just told me they're doing some very interesting projects on theater and mobile learning. What is it all about?
Well, it's not about theater, but about audiovisual things. And, well, I have two areas in which I work. Here at City Lab, I work with citizens, and I empower citizens to be in the middle of the process of the audiovisual or digital social media activity. One of the projects is here in the front of City Lab. It's a football team, and I play with the players. I like work with them to make them become the reporters or of their own club. So they use the blog, they use Twitter, they use Facebook, and they do streaming of the matches that they play, you know? And from the smaller to the bigger ones, but they do a really good job because they know much than me about football. And so they are really good actors, and it has been a really nice project. I work also at the university here in Barcelona in communication science faculty, and there I have one of the subjects that I work with students in a project that we relate the mobile device to the drama concepts. So they are working in a wiki and they do an article thinking about how to work about space thinking in the mobile device. And then they do a work, an audiovisual work, to prove that their article. So there are two just little things that I've done this year. No?
Sounds very interesting. So they're all people from around here, from the community, from the neighborhood.
Yes, the ones that play in the football team that Fontsanta Fajó, we have done this Fontsanta Fajó TV channel using live stream, which is a tool that is like ready to mash up in something else. No, this something else is a blog, and they are from the community. And at the start, we make a group, and we were like working in. How do you think and do that project? So I like this idea of working in project. I like this approach of constructivism approach, and which they learn by doing, and they do their projects to go on and to use it, to do it with these social media tools. No? It's not an academic environment, but it's a really powerful thing. No? If you just use the social media tools in one hand and you put their knowledge, because they are citizens, they know a lot of about what they do, they look a lot of football matches. So when you give them the mic in front of the match, they can reproduce the speech, and it's really, really nice. And besides with the cameras, for example, today here at the play, all the volunteers are the reporters of this activity, because the first thing that I've done is like give them the camera to use it.
All right, so it seems City Lab is a very interesting concept anyway, for doing something for the community almost for free. So probably it really changes the way people live here and through the use of media. What are the voices of the people? What do they say?
Okay, I think that there is many things to be done that we have done yet. But when I work with, for example, with this project in the football match, the people is really happy with the work of the kids because they are being empowered with this professional activity, and families like it, and they like to see what they do, and we are using internet to do it. But it's something really new that we have to work on and on.
It's a very good idea. I think we should implement it in Germany too. Okay, back to you, Graham.
Thank you, Ilona. And this is an absolutely fabulous social event. I think you're picking up the enthusiasm. We're going to go into a musical break now. You're listening to Sounds of the Bazaar, the Sounds of the Summer, live internet radio. And you can hear a little bit of music in the background. We're going to come back with live music from you, from Joyce Seitzinger, who is going to be playing live music here in around 1 minute. Over to Dirk and over to Joe on the deck, and we'll be coming back with live music on the Live Sounds of the Bazaar.
That's the way it goes, and the life we chose, and the bullet is home. Our target of gold to shoot out the man in charge of the land. Hell, little man, take a look at our lives. We will love like you. We need something.
We're coming back here. We've never done this before. On Sounds of the Bazaar, this is a first. We've never tried actually broadcasting live music. And we've got a row of people standing around with cameras now. We're not sure how this is going to work, but this is going. Joyce, play us away.
Okay. So just a little song from all the way from the other side of the world, from New Zealand. It's a song called Hoki Mai. A hoki mai e tama mai ki roto i nā ringa e tū whera atu nei. Ke te kapa kapa mai te haki i nā rangi ronga tia mana e. Hoki mai te aki i nā rangi ronga tia mana e. Hoki mai tama mai ki roto i nā ringa e tū whera atu nei. Ke te kapa kapa mai te aki rangi ronga tia mana e. Hoki mai, hoki mai ki te wakahinga, ki tutuki te tūmanako, tūmanako, kei te kapa kapa mai, te haki, ina rangi ronga tia mana e.
The Sounds of the Summer, live music from Barcelona. You can hear the reaction of the people around us. That is absolutely magnificent. I don't know what to say. I've never broadcast a session like this before. Okay, I think before I say anything else, we're going to a musical break and we'll be back with some more from Sounds of the Bazaar. The Sounds of the Summer, the Sounds of the Bazaar, live internet radio, live from the PLE Conference 2010 in Barcelona.
Jump and fall in a complete disorder that makes sense for about 2 minutes and a half. Then it's getting blurred again out of focus. Where am I lost in the corridor of me?
Welcome back, this is Graham Atwell, Sounds of the Bazaar, live from the PLE Conference. This has probably been the best broadcast I think I've ever done, a live broadcast. Such fun. And do you know why? It's the wonderful people, you're out there listening to this broadcast, and the wonderful people here in Barcelona. Sadly, our time is running out for this broadcast. Of course, everything can be on the podcast later. But Joyce, who is being surrounded by people taking photographs of her, doing interviews, has agreed, and I hope you're going to agree, you, our listeners, that Joyce should play us out. We're going to try to improve our microphone techniques here because we never recorded live music before. Actually, I'm having to wait here. We were going to start, but people, actually, my co-presenter, Christina Costa, is having things drawn on her arm at the moment. Goodness knows what. It's a mad scene here. It's beautiful. It's sunny. There's people talking. There's people laughing. There's so much social media running. But we're going to play out this sound, the Sounds of the Summer. Don't forget, we'll be back on live internet radio from Helsinki from the European Conference for Educational Research on, I think it's the 17th and 18th of August, but I might have got those dates wrong. For those of you on our Facebook group, we'll be sending out you the details of this. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to our wonderful live audience. Thank you to our wonderful radio audience. And thank you to the wonderful people who've helped us make this radio show. Thank you especially to Joe and Dirk, who have been very quiet here, but they've been the people sitting behind the deck, sipping their wine, smiling a lot, and making this program happen. And now it's over to Joyce, who's going to play us out from Sounds of the Bazaar, Sounds of the Summer, live from Barcelona. Over to Joyce.
This is a song from 1926. It's called Tonight You Belong to Me. All
way down by the stream. How sweet it would seem once more just to dream.
Signing us out, Joyce. She is wonderful. Wow, what a singer. Why is she involved in PLEs? You've been listening to Sounds of the Bazaar, the Sounds of the Summer. This has been a Pontedusky production for the PLE conference. Sounds of the Bazaar is licensed under a Creative Commons 3 license. Fabulous music, fabulous sounds. Sounds of the Bazaar.